ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀਓ। ਇੱਕ ਮਨ ਪੁਰਖ ਧਿਆਇ ਬਰਦਾਤਾ, ਸੰਤ ਸਹਾਰ ਸਦਾ ਵਿਖਿਆਤਾ, ਦਾਸ ਚਰਨ ਲੈ ਹਿਰਦੈ ਵਸਾਵੋ, ਤੋ ਪਰਮ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਗੁਣ ਗਾਵੋ। ਮੈਂ ਮੂਰਖ ਕੀ ਕੇਤਕ ਬਾਤ ਹੈ, ਕੋਟ ਪਰਾਧੀ ਤਰਿਆ ਰੇ, ਗੁਰ ਨਾਨਕ ਜਿਨ ਸੁਣਿਆ ਵੇਖਿਆ, ਸੇ ਫਿਰ ਗਰਬਾਸ ਨਾ ਭਰਿਆ ਰੇ। ਗਿਆਨ ਧਿਆਨ ਕਿਛ ਕਰਮ ਨ ਜਾਣਾ, ਸਾਰ ਨਾ ਜਾਣਾ ਤੇਰੀ, ਸਭ ਤੇ ਵੱਡਾ ਸਤਿਗੁਰ ਨਾਨਕ, ਜਿਨ ਕਲ ਰਾਖੀ ਮੇਰੀ। ਮੂਕ ਉਚਰੇ ਸ਼ਾਸਤਰ ਖੱਟ, ਪਿੰਗ ਗਿਰਨ ਚੜ ਜਾਏ, ਅੰਧ ਲਖੇ ਬਦਰੋ ਸੁਨੇ, ਜੋ ਕਾਲ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਕਰਾਏ। ਡੰਡੋਤ ਬੰਧਨ ਅਨਕ ਬਾਰ, ਸਰਬ ਕਲਾ ਸਮਰੱਥ, ਡੋਲਨ ਤੇ ਰੱਖੋ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ, ਨਾਨਕ ਦੇ ਕਰ ਹੱਥ। ਬੇਸਮਾਰ ਅਥਾਹ ਅਗਣਤ ਅਤੋਲੈ, ਜਿਉਂ ਬੁਲਾਵੋ ਤਿਉ ਨਾਨਕ ਦਾਸ ਬੋਲੈ, ਜਿਉਂ ਬੁਲਾਵੋ ਤਿਉ ਨਾਨਕ ਦਾਸ ਬੋਲੈ। ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਗੁਰੂ ਰੂਪ ਗੁਰੂ ਪਿਆਰੀ ਖਾਲਸਾ ਸਾਧ ਸੰਗਤ ਜੀਓ, ਵੀ ਆਰ ਵੈਰੀ ਲੱਕੀ ਟੂ ਬੀ ਗੈਦਰਡ ਹੀਅਰ ਇਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਹਜ਼ੂਰੀ, ਔਨ ਦਾ ਈਵ ਆਫ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਅਵਤਾਰ ਦਿਵਸ, ਆਫ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਅਵਤਾਰ ਦਿਵਸ। ਨਾ ਅਜ਼ ਵੀ ਵੇਟ ਹੀਅਰ ਇਨ ਐਂਟੀਸਪੇਸ਼ਨ ਫੋਰ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਅਵਤਾਰ ਦਿਵਸ ਟੂ ਕਮ, ਵਿਚ ਵਿਲ ਹੈਪਨ ਟੁਮਾਰੋ ਔਰ ਟੁਨਾਈਟ ਐਟ 12 PM। ਲੈਟਸ ਟੇਕ ਅ ਫਿਊ ਮਿਨਟਸ ਟੂ ਟਾਕ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ, ਹੂ ਦੇ ਵਰ ਐਂਡ ਵਾਈ ਦੇ ਕੇਮ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ। ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕੇਮ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਔਨ ਨਵੰਬਰ 29th 1469 ਔਰ 1526 ਬਿਕਰਮੀ। ਦੇਅਰ ਮਦਰਸ ਨੇਮ ਵਾਜ਼ ਮਾਤਾ ਤ੍ਰਿਪਤਾ ਜੀ ਐਂਡ ਦੇਅਰ ਫਾਦਰ ਵਾਜ਼ ਬਾਬਾ ਕਲਿਆਣ ਚੰਦ। ਦੇ ਹੈਡ ਅ ਸਿਸਟਰ ਮਾਤਾ ਨਾਨਕੀ ਹੂ ਵਾਜ਼ 5 years ਓਲਡਰ ਦੈਨ ਦਮ। ਨਾਓ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਵਾਜ਼ ਬੋਰਨ ਇਨ ਟੂ ਦਾ ਬੇਦੀ ਕਲਾਨ। ਤਿੰਨ ਬੇਦੀਆਂ ਕੇ ਕੁਲ ਵਿਖਿਆ, ਪ੍ਰਗਟੇ ਨਾਨਕ ਰਾਏ, ਸਭ ਸਿੱਖਣ ਕੋ ਸੁਖ ਦੇ, ਜਹ ਤਹ ਭੇ ਸਹਾਏ। ਐਂਡ ਨਾਓ ਓਰਡੀਨਰੀ ਪੀਪਲ ਲਾਈਕ ਅਸ, ਵੀ ਕਮ ਹੀਅਰ ਬੇਸਡ ਔਨ ਆਰ ਕਰਮਸ, ਬੇਸਡ ਔਨ ਆਰ ਪਾਸਟ ਐਕਸ਼ਨਸ, ਵਾਟ ਵੀ ਡਿਡ ਇਨ ਆਰ ਪਾਸਟ ਲਾਈਫ ਡਿਟਰਮਿਨਸ ਵਾਟ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਲਾਈਫ। ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਹਵਾਵਰ ਦੇ ਵਰੰਟ ਐਨ ਓਰਡੀਨਰੀ ਪਰਸਨ, ਮਾਨਕ ਕਾ ਰੂਪ ਨਾ ਜਾਣ। ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਦੇਵਰ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦਮਸੈਲਵਸ, ਆਪ ਨਾਰਾਇਣ ਕਲਾ ਧਾਰ, ਜਗ ਮਹਿ ਪਰਵਰਿਓ, ਨਿਰੰਕਾਰ ਆਕਾਰ ਜੋਤ ਜਗ ਮੰਡਲ ਕਰਿਓ। ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਐਂਡ ਨਾਓ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਰੀਡਿੰਗ ਜਾਪ ਸਾਹਿਬ, ਨਮਸਤੰਗ ਅਕਰਮੰਗ ਨਮਸਤੰਗ ਧਰਮੰਗ। ਕਰਮਾ ਔਰ ਕਰਮਸ ਡੋਂਟ ਅਪਲਾਈ ਟੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ, ਦੇ ਛੋਜ਼ ਦਾ ਬੇਦੀ ਕਲਾਨ, ਦ ਬੇਦੀ ਕੁਲ ਐਜ਼ ਅ ਫੈਮਲੀ ਦੇ ਵੁੱਡ ਬੀ ਬੋਰਨ ਇਨ ਟੂ। ਐਂਡ ਕਵੀ ਸਿੰਘ ਦੌਲ ਸਿੰਘ ਠਾਉਸ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਈ, ਜਗ ਮਹਿ ਰਾਘਵਰ ਕੁਲ ਅਗਲੰਕਾ, ਪ੍ਰਗਟੇ ਬੇਦੀ ਕੁਮੁਦ ਮਯੰਕਾ, ਏਕੰਕਾਰ ਧਾਰ ਨਿਜ ਰੂਪਾ, ਪ੍ਰਗਟੇ ਸਤਿਗੁਰ ਰੂਪ ਅਨੂਪਾ। ਐਟ ਦੈਟ ਟਾਈਮ ਦ ਬੇਦੀ ਕਲਾਨ ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ ਡਿਸੈਂਡੈਂਟ ਆਫ ਰਾਮਚੰਦਰ, ਇਟ ਵਾਜ਼ ਅ ਮੋਸਟ ਫੇਅਰ, ਇਟ ਹੈਡ ਦ ਮੋਸਟ ਭਗਤੀ। ਦੈਟਸ ਵਾਈ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਔਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਛੋਜ਼ ਦ ਬੇਦੀ ਕਲਾਨ ਐਜ਼ ਅ ਫੈਮਲੀ ਦੈਟ ਦੇ ਵੁੱਡ ਕਮ ਇਨ ਟੂ। ਨਾਓ ਦ ਰੀਜ਼ਨ ਵਾਈ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਕੇਮ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਵਾਜ਼ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਟੂ ਐਕਸਪਲੇਨ ਵਾਈ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਕੇਮ ਐਂਡ ਨਾਟ ਅਦਰ ਅਵਤਾਰਸ, ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਇਨ ਪਾਸਟ ਜੁਗਸ ਮੈਨੀ ਅਵਤਾਰਸ ਹੈਵ ਕਮ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਫੋਰ ਦਿਸ ਸਿਮਿਲਰ ਰੀਜ਼ਨ ਦੈਟ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਕੇਮ। ਹਾਵਰ ਟੂ ਐਕਸਪਲੇਨ ਵਾਈ ਗੋਡ ਦਮਸੈਲਵਸ ਕੇਮ ਐਂਡ ਨਾਟ ਅਨਦਰ ਅਵਤਾਰ ਆਫ ਵਿਸ਼ਨੂ, ਦਿਸ ਵਨ ਉਦਾਹਰਨ। ਲੈਟਸ ਸੇ ਇਨ ਅ ਬਿਗ ਕਿੰਗਡਮ, ਸਮ ਇਨ ਅ ਕਿੰਗਡਮ ਸਮਵੇਅਰ ਇਨ ਅ ਪ੍ਰੋਵਿੰਸ ਇਨ ਅ ਬਿਗ ਕਿੰਗਡਮ, ਸਮ ਪੀਪਲ ਸਟਾਰਟ ਅ ਰਿਬੈਲੀਅਨ, ਵਨ ਪ੍ਰੋਵਿੰਸ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਰਿਬੈਲੀਅਨ ਸਟਾਰਟਸ, ਵਟ ਵਿਲ ਹੈਪਨ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਫਸਟ ਦ ਕਿੰਗ ਵਿਲ ਸੈਂਡ ਅ ਜਨਰਲ ਟੂ ਸਟਾਪ ਦ ਰਿਬੈਲੀਅਨ। ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਜੇ ਕੋਈ ਦੇਸ਼ ਵਿੱਚ ਲੋਕ ਕਿਤੇ ਆਕੀ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਆ, ਤਾਂ ਫਿਰ ਰਾਜਾ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਆਪਦੇ ਜਰਨੈਲ ਨੂੰ ਭੇਜਦਾ ਆ ਉੱਥੇ ਆਕੀ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਉੱਥੇ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਬਣਾਉਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਉੱਥੇ। ਹਾਵਰ ਇਫ ਦ ਜਨਰਲ ਫੇਲਸ, ਦੈਨ ਦ ਕਿੰਗ ਹਿਮਸੈਲਫ ਹੈਜ਼ ਟੂ ਕਮ ਟੂ ਰੀ ਐਸਟੈਬਲਿਸ਼ ਹਿਸ ਅਥੋਰਿਟੀ। ਜੇ ਜਰਨੈਲ ਤੋਂ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਆਕੀ ਲੋਕ ਆ ਉਹ ਸੰਭਾਲੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਾਂਦੇ, ਫਿਰ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਆਪ ਚੜ੍ਹ ਕੇ ਆਉਣਾ ਪੈਂਦਾ ਆ। ਨਾ ਇਨ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਵੇ ਇਨ ਦ ਪਾਸਟ ਜੁਗਸ, ਮੈਨੀ ਅਵਤਾਰਸ ਹੈਵ ਕਮ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ, ਮੈਨੀ ਅਵਤਾਰਸ, 24 avatars, 23 avatars ਆਫ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨ, ਵਨ ਇਜ਼ ਸਟਿਲ ਕਮਿੰਗ, 24th ਅਵਤਾਰ ਆਫ ਵਿਸ਼ਨੂ, ਐਂਡ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਟ ਅਵਤਾਰਸ ਹੈਵ ਕਮ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਬੀਨ ਕੈਟਾਗਰਾਈਜ਼ਡ ਇਨ ਟੂ 6 ਡਿਫਰੈਂਟ ਕੈਟਾਗਰੀਜ਼। ਫਸਟ ਟਾਈਪ ਆਫ ਅਵਤਾਰ ਇਜ਼ ਅਨਸਾਵਤਾਰ, ਅਨਸਾਵਤਾਰ ਆਰ ਦੋਜ਼ ਅਵਤਾਰਸ ਹੂ ਆਰ who are on this world in the form of a king, of a religious king. They govern the people, and the people look up to the king, such as Raja Janaka. Raja Janaka, he was a really religious king. He had a lot of gyan. Raja Janaka, he got this gyan from his guru was Ashtabakar. Now the story of how he got his gyan was, Raja Janaka, he called a big sabha, he called a gathering of all the pandits and brahmins that were in his kingdom. And he said, is there anyone amongst you who can give me gyan within the time it takes for me to get on my koda? They all tried, and many tried, and they all failed. But when Ashtabakar came, he said, I'll do it. Now Ashtabakar, he wasn't really beautiful looking. And the other pandits and brahmins, they started laughing at him. They started making fun of him. And Ashtabakar, he said, who are these chamayars laughing at me? Now the brahmins got mad. They were not chamayars. Asidam brahman, asi pandita. And he said, no, this is chamayara, this is chamdi parakitiya. And then after that, they were quiet. So he goes up to Raja Janaka and tells him that, if you want gyan from me, first you have to make me your guru. So Raja Janaka said, that's fine, I'll make you my guru. Now, it was according to the Pratana Mirada of making someone your guru, they gave you a gurdikya, but you had to give them a gurdakhana. You would have to give them peta or something. You have to give them something in return for making them your guru. Now, Ashtabakar said, I'll only accept one out of three things as the gurdakhana. Either your man, your tan, or your tan. Your mind, your body, or your wealth. Now, Ashtabakar, Raja Janaka, he was pretty intelligent. Oh, Sujwana Siga, because he used to do sad sangat, and he thought to himself that this tan is not my tan, this wealth is not mine. Etan jada eh lokandatana, because he taxes people, eh par jadatana, so it's not mine, I can't give it to him. Then he thinks that his body, this is not my body, it belongs to my Rania, so I can't give this to him. He's like, man de dana, man villa hai gaya, I'll just give it to him. So he gives Ashtabakar his mind. Ashtabakar said, okay, thika, that's fine. Then Raja Janak, as he gets on his koda, Ashtabakar says, what do you think you're doing? He's like, I'm getting on my koda. He's like, no, you're not. I didn't give you permission to get on your koda. He's like, what are you talking about? He's like, I have your mind now, remember? You can't get on your koda until I give you permission. And that's when Ashtabakar gave him gyan. And Raja Janaka is a really religious leader. Even in his kingdom, he naam bahut japya, saad sangat bahut ki thi unhe. One time, Rikki came to him. Rikki's father sent him to Raja Janaka to get gyan. And the Rikki came to Raja Janaka. He said, I want gyan. But in his mind, unhe shanka paida ho gaya siga. He saw that Raja Janaka was a king of a kingdom. He thought that, eh maya vich garsaya hona ya, ede kole keda gyan hona ya. So, odhe vich eh shanka paida ho gaya siga man vich. But Raja Janaka, odhe kol gyan siga. Unhe eh bujh li gal. He realized what he was thinking. So he had gyan and he had power too. So he used his power, and in his kingdom, a fire started in a shed somewhere. What happened was a paradar came and told Raja Janaka that there's a fire in the city somewhere. And Raja Janaka said, that's fine. He didn't really care. Oh, bepar varya. And the Rikki who came, he's looking at him, and he's kind of surprised that the Raja's not doing anything. And then a short while later, a second paradar came and said that there's a fire near your houses now. It's really close to your house. We should do something about it. But Raja Janaka just obeyed Parvare. He didn't say anything. He remained indifferent to it. And then a third Baradar came later, and he said that your houses are on fire now. The palace that they were in, it was on fire. And hearing this, the Rikki heard this, and he came to stay with Raja Janaka so he could get gyan. And he brought his stuff with him too. He ran to go grab his stuff. Raja Janaka said to him, where do you think you're going? He's like, I'm getting my stuff. He's like, no. He's like, okay, so you thought that I was entangled in Maya, that I was attached to Maya, but but in reality, you're the one who is attached to Maya. Asli asal vich tu grasa hoya Maya vich. Adi do tin jehde kapde kupde lak jande a, ode vaste tu he dorda ya, par mainu ta mera ta he mehar sari mere raj he ag lagi pi ya ta main ta ida parwah nahi kita. So odo fir ki samajh gaya siga ke he main galat shanka kita. And then after that, Raja Janaka, he put him in garbage duty basically for a while, and after a while he did give him gyan. But that's the story of Raja Janaka. And also Raja Janaka, he had so much Nam Abhyas, he did so much simran that like after he passed away, he went to Ataram Raja. The Ataram Raja like stood up when Raja Janak came into Parlok, into his court, and because he had so much simran. And Ataram Raja said, "Your lekha, your like account is really good. There's one little thing that you have some time in hell." He said, "Oh, that's fine. Just send me to hell right now. I'll take care of it. I'll do that first, and then whatever else my father is, I'll get that after." So Ataram Raja, they take him to heaven and take him to hell. And just vele ho Raja Janak, oh narka nu gaya, othe narka sari thad gayi sigiya. Like all that suffering in hell like stopped as soon as Raja Janak got there. And then Ataram Raja sees this and he gets worried. He's like, this shouldn't be happening. So he tells Raja Janak that, please come out now. You can like leave. He's like, I'm not going unless you let all these other people in hell go with me. But Ataram Raja, then he got worried. He said, I can't let this happen. This is my job. This is what I do. I can't just let everybody leave from hell. So he thinks that, so he says to Raja Janak that, okay, you can have them in return for something. You have to give me something in return for all these people if you want to take them with you. Ataram Raja was thinking that, what does he have that he can give me for all these people? But what Raja Janak does was, he writes on a piece of paper, Ek Kadi Sadh Sangat. So like the fall of one kadi, of 22 minutes of Sadh Sangat, he wrote it on a piece of paper and placed it on a scale on one side, and that outweighed all the bhaktis, all the people in hell, that outweighed all of that. It was heavier. Like it was worth more. So this way, Raja Janak, he freed all the people that were in hell. Tan tan Raja Janak hai, jin simran kiyo babek, ek kadi ke simrane, papi tare anek. He was a Raja Janak, was an Ansa avatar. Some people even say that Maharaja Ranjit Singh was an Ansa avatar too, because he was a Tarmi Raja and he did similar things as Raja Janak. Second type of avatar is Avesha avatar. Avesha avatar are those avatars that first they don't have any power, but they do tapasya, they do japa, they do simran, and they get udhich shaktiyan fir avesh ho jandiya, parvesh ho jandiya unna vich. Oh avesha avatar hundeya. Such as Mahatma Buddha, the Buddha. He was just ordinary person, and then he did tapasya, he did japa, and he got powers. He was the 23rd avatar of Vishnu. Another avatar was Parasaram. Parasaram was the son of Jamdagandriki. Jamdagandriki's wife was a sister of Sahansarbahu Raja. Sahansarbahu was a Raja, and Jamdagan was a Rikhi. And one time, Jamdagan's wife went over to her sister's house, and when she came back, she said to Jamdagan that, I want to invite my sister over and her family for dinner, and because they invited me over, and we should be doing this. He's like, we don't have any money, we don't have anything. He's like, you're a Rikhi. This is so, why are we so poor? He's like, Goni, oh, like, sok, hey, gribi vachvi, soki hundaya. He said, no, she didn't listen to him. She convinced him that we should invite him over. So Jamdagandriki decided, okay, thik, aap, ununu, sadalange. So they invite Sahansarbahu, and Sahansarbahu's worried. He's like, how are you guys gonna feed me and my army and my family? You guys have nothing. He's like, don't worry, we'll take care of it, it's fine. So what Jamdagandriki does, he summons the Kamtein, the wish-granting cow from heaven, uses that to make whatever they needed for the langar, for their to feed Sahansarbahu and his family and all his soldiers and everyone. And Sahansarbahu sees this, he sees that Jamdagandriki has the Kamtein, so he kills Jamdagandriki, because he was greedy, he wanted the Kamtein. But the Kamtein left, it went to heaven. Jamdagandriki's wife saw this, she started crying. She went to Parasaram, their son. Parasaram at that time was doing tapasya. When he heard about his father's death, he got really mad. So he took up an axe, unne kathora chakliya siga, and he wanted vengeance for his father's death, so he went to kill Sahansarbahu Raja. Unne krodh vich Sahansarbahu nu maar dita. But ohde kol inna krodh siga ke unne apde raj vich 21 vari sare kshatri raje khatam kar dite sige. 21 times he killed all the kshatris in his kingdom. And even then he was still mad. And it was only because Ramchandra showed up and he waged a war against Parasaram. They were both avatars of Vishnu, Ramchandra and Parasaram. But Ramchandra and and Parasram, they fought, and eventually Ramchandra, because he was more powerful, he was a Puvan avatar, he took Parasram's powers from him and left him powerless. And yeah, he was a Vesha avatar. Third type of avatar is Kala avatar. Kala avatar are those avatars that are sent to this world for a specific purpose, like a big task, such as a Mach avatar and Kach avatar, first two avatars of Vishnu. The Mach avatar was sent because there was a Dant named Sankhasar who was committing tyranny, who had taken the Vedas and hidden them in the ocean. So Sankhasar was sent. Mach avatar was sent. So Vishnu came as Mach avatar, defeated Sankhasar, saved the Vedas. Sankhasar mare, Ved odare. Kach avatar was an avatar of Vishnu as well. Kach avatar was the turtle avatar or the tortoise avatar of Vishnu. And he came when the Devi Devate, they came to a truce at one time. This is written in the Purans. It's also written in Dasam Granth, the story, that they came to a truce once and they decided to work together to churn the ocean. So the Devi Devatiyan ne samundar ridkya siga, unhane bandhya achal parbat vartya siga, as a churning stick. And then they wrapped Sheshnag around the parbat and they decided to pull. The Devi Devate stood on one side and the rocks were on the other side pulling, but they needed something to support the ocean. So Vishnu came, took an avatar as Kach avatar and was the base of the mountain, so the Devi Devate pulled on one side and the Dant pulled on the other side. Idanane samundar ritkya sika, Dantane te devatiyane. Divya samundar vicho 14 ratan nikle si eme. This was a Kala avatar. The fourth type of avatar is a Namit avatar. Namit avatars are those avatars that are sent to this world for a specific task, such as Bhavan avatar, short Brahmin who tricked a Raja into giving him his entire kingdom. Or a more well-known example would be Narasingh avatar. Narasingh avatar was sent to protect Prahlad. Prahlad was a son of Harnakas. Harnakas was a Dant who in his kingdom, he wasn't letting other people do Bhakti of Paramatma. He only wanted people to say his name. He had done Bhakti himself. He had said Paramatma's name, and in return, he asked Paramatma for immortality. And he defined immortality, like he laid the conditions of what his immortality would mean, as being that he wouldn't be able to be killed by any man, any animal, by any weapon during the day, during the night. And he laid these conditions, and he considered himself to be immortal. And because he thought he was immortal, he considered himself to be fearless. He thought he was Nirpo too. And because of this, he began committing tyranny in his kingdom. He would tell people to only say his name. He told people to do japa of Jale Harnakas, Thale Harnakas. However, as a result of his bhakti, another result was that Apakta was born in his house. Bhakt Prahlad, who's a sant, was born in his house because of his bhakti. Sant Prahlad ki bajra naki Harnakas Nakabedaryo. He was a sant. He was born into Harnakas' house. And Prahlad, he was Apakt of God. So he would do Simran of Paramatma's name. When Harnakas found out, he was really mad. So he threatened his son. He tried to scare him. He told him to stop saying Paramatma's name and say my name only. But Prahlad, he was like, Pakka Pakt. He said, no. Nahi shodore Baba Ram Naam. I'm not going to abandon God's name. I'm going to keep saying, doing Simran, doing Bhakti of Paramatma. So what happened that Harnakas got mad and he decided to kill him. God Kharga Kopya Rasai, he took out his kirpan. Tudarakhan Hara Mohibatai, who's going to protect you now from me? Let's see your God come and protect you now, the one you're doing Simran of. So what happened was, Rab Thamte Nikse Kabis Thar, there was a Thamma nearby, a pillar. That pillar, Prahlad was forced to hug. The pillar was heated and Prahlad was forced to hug that pillar previously. And right before Prahlad hugged it, it became cool. So Paramatma ne Bhakt Prahladi Paj Rakhi Se Don. Dehan, again, right before, when Harnakas takes out his kirpan and threatens to kill Prahlad, from that thumb, from that pillar, Narasingh, avatar of Vishnu, comes out. Really scary looking creature, half man, half lion. You can't say it's a human or you can't say it's an animal either. So this didn't violate any of the terms of not being able to be killed by a human or animal. So what Harnakas did was, Harnakas Shedya Nakabedar, Narasingh, Prabhamte Nikse Kabistar Kim Arada Thamba, Kim Arada Pillar, Harnakas Shedya Nakabedar, and killed Harnakas with his fingernails. This is Narsingh was an Amit avatar. The fifth type of avatar is a Nit avatar. Nit avatar are those avatars that are in the form of Paramatma. O Paramatma da aap rupi hunde aa. Nit avatar. They're sent on this world to Paramatma di aap di chalai hoi maryada nu kaim karan vaste bheje hunde aa. Nit avatar. Like, such as many Mahapurks, like all the Brahmaginis, Asant Adar Singh Mastuwane wale, they sare Baba Harnam Singh Rampur Khera wale, they're all Nit avatars because they put people on the path of bhakti. Sikida Prachar Kita Unnane, Bhai Parminder Singh. In 1947, people had abandoned the Dharam. When the partition of India happened, India and Pakistan, what was happening was like Musliman people were going around, they're raping Sikh women, and Sikhs were like beheading their daughters. Everybody had abandoned their Dharam. Sacha Kaal Kudu Vartya, Kaal Kaal Kapetal. People had become demons. So what happened was, in that year, Sanjana Singh was born. They were a Nit avatar, and they did a lot of prachar. Like during their, when they would have Amrit Sanchars, people in the thousands would be taking Amrit. They did a lot of prachar. They were Nit avatar. Now the sixth type of avatar is Purna avatar. Purna avatar, so far in past jugs, there have been two, Ramchandra and Krishan. Ramchandra had 14 powers and Krishan had 16. Now there are five different things that define what a Purna avatar is. First is Shakti. Ramchandra, his mother Kushalya, she went to worship a Devi once, and when she went there to worship the Devi, Ramchandra replaced the Devi's image with his own sroop. So he showed his power to his mother. Same with Krishna. One time he was eating dirt, and then when his mother came to see what he was eating, he opened his mouth and showed the entire universe in his mouth. Oda Virat Surupsi. He showed the entire Srishti in his mouth. He showed his power to his mother. And this is the first thing that defines what a Purna avatar is, Shakti. However, they're not the only ones that had a Shakti. Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj, Ramchandra and Krishna had power, but Maharaji had way more power. When they were little, after they were born, they were sleeping on the bed, and their mother was there, and in her dream, she saw Devi Devte place Maharaji on a singhasan, on a throne. They put, unhone Devi Devte aayi si ki, unhone Maharaj nu singhasan de bithaya, unhone khushbu Maharaj de chadkiya si ga, they put sandalwood on Maharaji. Maharaj nu unhone oh ardasa bentiya karde si ga. They were praying to Maharaj. They were saying, tusi Paramatma da aap rupi ho, tusi ithe duniya de udhar vaste aaye ho, sade tusi vi rakhya karan wale ho. They're saying this to Maharaji. And at that moment, Mata Tripta Ji wakes up to see what's happening, to see who is around her son. Us vele sare Devi Devte arop ho jande aa. But she still sees Maharaj has, Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj has like signs of sandalwood. There are khushbu bhi hundi aa. She smells in the air. But at that time, Maharaji, to conceal their power, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj, av di shakti nu chupan vaste, unhane av di mata de maya da parda paata. So like in a way that a child cries and asks for food, Mataji did the same thing. And at that moment, when Mataji saw this, she forgot all the gyan that she got. Before, when she saw all this happening, she realized, no, puri sharda ki si ke eh da Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj eh aap Paramatma da avatar han. But jado Maharaj ne eh maya da parda paya, oh sara gyan bhul gaye hai. So in the same way, Maharaji showed many other times, they showed their shakti. One time, Rai Balar was going hunting. Rai Balar ek avari shikar khedan gaye si gaye. Unhone dekhiya ki Maharaji ek drak de thale paya. And this was morning. The pyar da sama si ga. Te othe da drak di shaam Maharaj upar si. Te Maharaji thale drak de paye si gaye. Te majja othe they were in the fields eating grass. So Rai Balar, he goes to shikar khedan chalya gaya. Te fir sama pae ke jo shaam da vela ho gaya. He's coming back and he sees Maharaji. Ose Drakhte Tale are sleeping there in the same position that he left them. And what surprises him the most is that the time is afternoon now. Shamda Sama ho gaya. All the other shadows, they're in one direction. But the tree under which Maharaji is sleeping, that shadow is still on Maharaj. He saw this. He had heard of Maharaji's. Unhone pehla sunya si ga Maharaj de kautukan bare from some people from Gopal Pandey and the Qazis. That he heard about Maharaji, but this is the first time he actually saw this happening. Us vele unu puri sharda aagi si Maharaj de upar. He realized that Maharaji, they were God themselves. ਉਹਨੂੰ ਸ਼ਰਧਾ ਕੀ ਸੀ ਅਤੇ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਦੇ ਚਰਨੀ ਪੈ ਗਈ ਸਟਾਰਟ ਕਰਾਇੰਗ ਫਾਰ ਦਾ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਇਜ਼ ਫੀਟ ਐਂਡ ਇਨ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਵੇ ਹੀ ਆਲਸੋ ਅਨਦਰ ਟਾਈਮ ਦੈਟ ਹੀ ਸਾ ਸਮਥਿੰਗ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਸ਼ੋਅ ਦੈਟ ਸ਼ਕਤੀ ਵਾਜ਼ ਵੈਨ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਵਾਜ਼ ਸਲੀਪਿੰਗ ਅੰਡਰ ਅ ਟ੍ਰੀ ਅ ਫਿਊ ਡੇਜ਼ ਲੇਟਰ ਸਿਮਿਲਰ ਥਿੰਗ ਹੈਪਨ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਵਾਜ਼ ਸਲੀਪਿੰਗ ਅੰਡਰ ਅ ਟ੍ਰੀ ਐਂਡ ਦੇਰ ਵਾਜ਼ ਅ ਖੋਬਰਾ ਓਵਰ ਦਮ ਇੱਕ ਫਨੀਅਰ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਉੱਪਰ ਸ਼ਾਂਕ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਸਨ ਕਰ ਰਿਹਾ ਸੀਗਾ ਅਤੇ ਰਾਏ ਬੁਲਾਰ ਹੀ ਵਾਕਡ ਬਾਏ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਸਾ ਦੈਟ ਦੇਰ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਖੋਬਰਾ ਫਰ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਹੀ ਸਕੇਅਰਸ ਅ ਖੋਬਰਾ ਅਵੇ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਸੀਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਇਜ਼ ਸਟਿਲ ਅਲਾਈਵ ਬਿਕਾਜ਼ ਖੋਬਰਾ ਇਫ ਇਟ ਵਾਜ਼ ਔਨ ਸਮਬਡੀ ਇਟ ਵੁੱਡ ਯੂਜ਼ਲੀ ਇਫ ਇਟ ਗੋਜ਼ ਨੀਅਰ ਸਮਵਨ ਯੂਜ਼ਲੀ ਕਿਲਸ ਦੈਟ ਪਰਸਨ ਦੇ ਰੀਲੀ ਪੋਇਜ਼ਨਸ ਸਨੇਕਸ ਹਾਊਐਵਰ ਹੀ ਸੀਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਇਜ਼ ਸਟਿਲ ਅਲਾਈਵ ਐਂਡ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਟ ਖੋਬਰਾ ਇਟ ਵਾਜ਼ ਜਸਟ ਐਨੀ ਆਰਡੀਨਰੀ ਸਨੇਕ ਕਵੀ ਸੰਤੋਖ ਸਿੰਘ ਰਾਈਟਸ ਇਨ ਸੂਰਜ ਪ੍ਰਕਾਸ਼ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਸ਼ੇਸ਼ਨਾਗ ਦਾ ਅਵਤਾਰ ਸੀਗਾ ਦੈਟ ਖੋਬਰਾ ਸੋ ਦੈਟ ਖੋਬਰਾ ਦੈਟ ਵਾਜ਼ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਸ਼ਾਂ ਆਫ ਓਵਰ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਫੇਸ ਅੰਦਰ ਟਾਈਮ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਸੋ ਸ਼ਕਤੀ ਵਾਜ਼ ਵਨ ਦੇ ਵੈਂਟ ਟੂ ਕਾਬਲ ਦੀ ਸੈਟ ਡਾਊਨ ਇਨ ਅ ਮਸੀਤ ਐਂਡ ਦਾ ਕਾਜੀ ਦੇਅਰ ਸਾ ਦੈਟ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਵਾਜ਼ ਸਿਟਿੰਗ ਦੇਅਰ ਹੀ ਮੇਡ ਹੀ ਟੋਲਡ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਟੂ ਲੀਵ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਲਾਈਕ ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਨੋ ਪਲੇਸ ਫਾਰ ਇਨਫਿਡਲਸ ਪਲੀਜ਼ ਲੀਵ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਸੈਡ ਸੋ ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਯੋਰ ਮਸੀਤ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਮੇਕਿੰਗ ਮੀ ਗੈਟ ਆਊਟ ਇਜ਼ ਗੈਸ ਇਜ਼ ਮਾਈ ਮਸੀਤ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਲਾਈਕ ਓਕੇ ਆਲ ਲੀਵ ਬਟ ਇਫ ਆਈ ਟੇਕ ਦਿਸ ਇਫ ਆਈ ਟੇਕ ਦਿਸ ਮਸੀਤ ਵਿਦ ਮੀ ਵਿਲ ਯੂ ਸਟਾਪ ਮੀ ਹੀ ਸਰਪ੍ਰਾਈਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਵਟ ਇਜ਼ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸਿੰਘ ਥਿੰਕਸ ਦੈਟ ਇਹ ਕਮਲੇ ਹੋਣੇ ਆ ਕੋਈ ਫਕੀਰ ਜੇ ਦੈਟ ਡਜ਼ਨਟ ਨੋ ਵਟ ਇਜ਼ ਟਾਕਿੰਗ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਸੋ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਗੋਜ਼ ਸਾਈਡ ਗੈਟਸ ਸਿਟਸ ਔਨ ਟਾਪ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਸੀਤ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਮਸੀਤ ਇਸ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਠੇਕਸ ਇਟ ਮਸੀਤ ਸਟਸ ਮੂਵਿੰਗ ਅਰਾਊਂਡ ਦ ਇੰਟਾਇਰ ਬਿਲਡਿੰਗ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਠੇਕਸ ਇਟ ਐਂਡ ਸਾਰੇ ਕਾਬਲ ਦੇ ਆਲੇ ਦੁਆਲੇ ਫੇਰਦੀ ਸੀਗੀ ਤਾਂ ਕਾਜ਼ੀ ਹੀ ਸੀਜ਼ ਦੇ ਸੀਜ਼ ਉਹ ਹੈਰਾਨ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਉਹ ਵੀ ਉਹੀ ਰੀਅਲਾਈਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਸ਼ਕਤੀਆਂ ਵਾਲੇ ਬੰਦੇ ਆ ਨੀ ਸ਼ੁਡ ਹੈਵ ਸੈਡ ਐਨੀਥਿੰਗ ਬੈਕ ਟੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਅਤੇ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਨੇ ਸ਼ਕਤੀ ਦਿਖਾਈ ਸੀ ਇੱਥੇ ਅਨਦਰ ਟਾਈਮ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਸ਼ੋਰ ਸ਼ਕਤੀ ਵਾਜ਼ ਬੰਦੇ ਵੈਨ ਦਾ ਬੋਲਡਰ ਵਾਜ਼ ਰੋਲਡ ਐਟ ਹਿਮ ਫਰਮ ਔਨ ਟਾਪ ਆਫ ਅ ਹਿੱਲ ਦੇ ਯੂਜ਼ ਦੇਅਰ ਹੈਂਡ ਦੇ ਪੁੱਟ ਦਾ ਹੈਂਡ ਇਨ ਫਰੰਟ ਆਫ ਦਾ ਬੋਲਡਰ ਐਂਡ ਦਾ ਬੋਲਡਰ ਸਟਾਪਡ ਦੇ ਹੈਂਡ ਪ੍ਰਿੰਟ ਇਜ਼ ਸਟਿਲ ਔਨ ਦਾ ਬੋਲਡਰ ਟੁਡੇ ਐਂਡ ਪਠਾਨਸ ਦੇ ਟ੍ਰਾਈ ਟੂ ਰੇਸ ਦੈਟ ਮਾਰਕ ਫਰੋਮ ਦਾ ਬੋਲਡਰ ਬਟ ਦੇ ਫੇਲਡ ਉਹ ਪੱਕਾ ਉਹ ਨਿਸ਼ਾਨ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਦਾ ਪੰਜਾ ਉੱਥੇ ਉਹ ਬੋਲਡਰ 'ਤੇ ਲੱਗਾ ਔਨ ਦਾ ਰੌਕ ਅਨਦਰ ਟਾਈਮ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਸ਼ੋ ਦੇਅਰ ਸ਼ਕਤੀ ਵਾਜ਼ ਵੈਨ ਦੇ ਵੈਂਟ ਟੂ ਮੱਕਾ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਮੀਡ ਕਾਬਾ ਲਿਕ ਸਪਿਨ ਅਰਾਊਂਡ ਕਾਬਾ ਇਜ਼ ਸਟਿਲ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਡਾਇਰੈਕਸ਼ਨ ਦੈਟ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀਜ਼ ਫੀਟ ਵਾਜ਼ ਵੈਨ ਜੀਵਨ ਮੁੱਲਾ ਥਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀਜ਼ ਫੀਟ ਇਨ ਵਨ ਡਾਇਰੈਕਸ਼ਨ ਦ ਮੱਕਾ ਮੂਵ ਦੇਅਰ ਐਂਡ ਇਜ਼ ਸਟਿਲ ਇਨ ਦੈਟ ਸੇਮ ਪਲੇਸ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀਜ਼ ਫੀਟ ਵਾਜ਼ ਐਂਡ ਆਲਸੋ ਵੈਨ ਦੇ ਵੈਂਟ ਟੂ ਮਦੀਨਾ ਮੁਹੰਮਦ ਕਬਰ ਡਿਡ ਨਮਸਕਾਰ ਟੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਅਨਦਰ ਟਾਈਮ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਸ਼ੋਰ ਸ਼ਕਤੀ ਵਾਜ਼ ਵੈਨ ਦੇ ਵਰ ਇਨ ਦੇ ਵੈਂਟ ਸਮਵੇਅਰ ਐਂਡ ਦੇਰ ਵਾਜ਼ ਅ ਟ੍ਰੀ ਦੇਅਰ ਅ ਟ੍ਰੀ ਦੈ ਹੈਜ਼ ਇਸ ਫਰੂਟਸ ਕਾਲਡ ਸੋਪ ਨਟਸ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਰੀਠੇ ਲੱਗਦੇ ਆ ਦਰੱਖਤ ਨੂੰ ਅਤੇ ਰੀਠੇ ਉਹ ਬਹੁਤ ਕੁਆੜੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਆ ਖਾਧੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਪਰ ਇੱਕ ਉੱਥੇ ਦੋ ਦਰੱਖਤ ਸੀਗੇ ਰੀਠਿਆਂ ਦੇ ਇੱਕ ਦਰੱਖਤ ਥੱਲੇ ਸਿੱਧ ਬੈਠੇ ਸੀਗੇ ਦੋ ਸਟਲ ਦੋ ਉਹ ਰੀਠੇ ਅਕੌੜੇ ਸੀਗੇ ਖਾਧੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਅਤੇ ਅੱਜ ਤੱਕ ਵੀ ਖਾਧੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਪਰ ਜਿਸ ਦਰੱਖਤ ਥੱਲੇ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਬੈਠੇ ਸੀਗੇ ਉਹ ਰੀਠੇ ਮਿੱਠੇ ਹੋ ਗਏ ਸੀਗੇ ਅੱਜ ਤੱਕ ਉਹ ਦਰੱਖਤ ਮਿੱਠੇ ਰੀਠੇ ਉਹ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਆ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਸਟਿਲ ਈਟ ਦ ਫਰੂਟਸ ਆਫ ਦੈਟ ਟ੍ਰੀ ਈਵਨ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਡੇ ਦੈਟ ਟ੍ਰੀ ਇਜ਼ ਸਟਿਲ ਹੀਅਰ ਸੋ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵੇ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਦੇ ਨੈਵਰ ਯੂਜ਼ ਦੇਅਰ ਪਾਵਰਸ ਟੂ ਫੋਰ ਦੇਅਰ ਓਨ ਪਾਪੂਲੈਰਿਟੀ ਅਦਰ ਅਵਤਾਰਸ ਦੀ ਯੂਜ਼ ਦੇਅਰ ਪਾਵਰਸ ਟੂ ਮੇਕ ਦਮਸੈਲਵਸ ਮੋਰ ਪਾਪੂਲਰ ਸੋ ਪੀਪਲ ਵੁੱਡ ਵਰਸ਼ਿਪ ਦਮ ਐਂਡ ਪੀਪਲ ਵੁੱਡ ਵਰਸ਼ਿਪ ਦਮ ਸੋ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਦੇ ਯੂਜ਼ ਦੇਅਰ ਪਾਵਰਸ ਟੂ ਫੋਰ ਪੀਪਲ ਟੂ ਮੇਕ ਪੀਪਲ ਸਟਾਪ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਪਖੰਡ ਟੂ ਫੋਰ ਪੀਪਲ ਔਨ ਦ ਰਾਈਟ ਪਾਥ ਐਂਡ ਟੂ ਬ੍ਰੇਕ ਥਰੂ ਈਗੋ ਸਚ ਐਸ ਕੋਡਾ ਰਾਕਸ਼ ਹੀ ਟ੍ਰਾਈ ਟੂ ਸਚ ਐਸ ਕੋਡਾ ਰਾਕਸ਼ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਵੰਤਰ ਹੀ ਟੁੱਕ ਮਰਦਾਨਾ ਐਂਡ ਟੂ ਬੋਇਲ ਦਮ ਇਨ ਹੋਟ ਓਇਲ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਨੇ ਉਹ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਉਹ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਮੇਦਾ ਬੋਇਲਿੰਗ ਕਾਲਡਰਨ ਕੋਲਡ ਇਨ ਅ ਸਪਲਿਟ ਸੈਕਿੰਡ ਐਂਡ ਆਲਸੋ ਵਲੀ ਕੰਧਾਰੀ ਦ ਵਨ ਹੂ ਥਰੂ ਦ ਹੂ ਰੋਲ ਦ ਬੋਲਡਰ ਐ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਟੂ ਅਰੇਸ ਹਿਸ ਈਗੋ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਟੁੱਕ ਆਲ ਦ ਵਾਰ ਦੈਟ ਹੀ ਹੈਡ ਵੈਨ ਮਰਦਾਨਾ ਐਂਡ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਵਰ ਦੇਅਰ ਐਟ ਦ ਪਲੇਸ ਇਨ ਪਾਕਿਸਤਾਨ Mardana was thirsty, he wanted water. He asked Maharaji that, he told Maharaji that I'm thirsty, so they asked around. And the people told him that the only place you can get water is on top of that mountain. And the mountain is quite a walk, maybe like about a kilometer from that place. So Maharaji said, and that Velikandari, he had power too. He used his power to take all the water and keep it on the mountain himself. So people would only get water if they worshipped him, and they asked him for water. So Maharaji sent Mardana to the top of the mountain to get water. When Mardana asked Vali Kandari for water, Vali Kandari asked him, who sent you here? Who's your guru? Who are you? He's like, my name is Mardana, and Sadiq, my guru is Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj. And Vali Kandari, he was impressed by hearing this. He thought that you should be worshipping me, you make me your guru, only I give water only to my chelle. So he sends him back. He's like, go to your own guru for your water. If he's so great, he'll give you the water. And then, so Maharaji, so when Mardana comes back and tells Maharaji what happened, Guru Sahib, there are some rocks nearby at the base of the mountain. He moves them, and then water starts gushing out. And all the water on the mountain depleted. The water that he had in his sarovar on the top of the mountain, that all depleted, and all the water came on the bottom. Vadikundari was really mad. And that's when he threw the boulder at Maharaj. But when Maharaji stopped the boulder, he realized that Maharaji has more shakti, that Ovi fir Maharaj sharni pe gaya siga. Maharaji used their power to erase people's egos. To unahankar mitan vaste, Maharaji shaktiyan varte san. Te Maharaji kole vad shaktiyan sigiyan. Unhone Krishna nalon te Ramchandra nalon koi kat shakti nahi dikhai. Maharaji, Krishna had the most powers of all the avatars. So leh kala sampurna palya. He had 16 powers. But Maharaji, ant kala hoi thakar chadya. They had infinite power. They had way more power than any avatar of Vishnu. Now the second thing that defines what a Purna avatar is Vyakti. Vyakti means Sroop, or Vyakti is how a person stands out in his class. Now, Ramchandra and Krishna, both in their entire life, they never had a beard on their face. They had no facial hair. But Guru Maharaji, when Maharaji Balak Avastha vich san, udon appa keh sakde haan ke Maharaji te oh Krishna te Ramchandra naal oh they had a similar form. One of the Vyakti, this samanta pa man lo ke jadon choti avastha vich si udon man lo ke unna di Vyakti di samanta sigi. But jadon Guru Maharaji, bande ka older, jadon Maharaji vadde ho gaye sige, unhan de munh te daadi aa gayi, udon that's when Maharaji's Vyakti was greater than Ramchandra's and Krishna's. Maharaj had a beard on their face so that their santas would be able to recognize Maharaj. Because having hair, having beard defines what Paramatma, defines like the Srupa Paramatma. Because every time Paramatma would come on this world to show his darshan to like Bhagats, he would always have a beard, he would always have hair. That's why, Udon fir Maharaj da naam Kesav pa gaya siga, Nirahari Kesav Nirvara. Like when Paramatma came and gave darshan to Bhagat Namdev, and Bhagat Namdev gave him a brick to sit on, Udon fir Paramatma da naam Bithla pa gaya siga. Udon fir jira Kesav a, ye Paramatma da vachak a. Sare he, even Bhagat Kabir ji writes, Kabir Kesav, Kesav kukiye, na soye asar, he a Kesav, ye Paramatma da vachak a. Because Paramatma, he has hair, he has beard. Every time he would take up a Sargun Sarup form. Tere banke loen dantri sala, sohane nakajan lamade wala. Paramatma, he has long hair, and sode Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj. Also, when Ramchandra went to marry Sita, he went to where Sita lived in their kingdom. Sita was the daughter of Raja Janak. So when Guru Maharaj, Ramchandra went to marry her to his kingdom, all the maidens there, they became jiriya sari othe raj kanya san othe sariya ho Ramchandra de srup nu dekh ke mohit ho gayi sigiyan. They all became attached to Ramchandra because he was really beautiful. But Ramchandra told them that I'll come back in Dwapar, te main Dwapar vich aake thonu odo main thonu varanga. So then he came back as Krishna, and all the maidens there that were there, they were the gopiyan. And in this way, by seeing Ramchandra and Krishna, people, the lust in their minds, it wasn't destroyed. However, when Guru Maharaji went to Sangladip, which is Sri Lanka now, there were women there that tried to entice Maharaji, that tried to enchant Maharaji. But Guru Maharaji, they used the power of the Shabd. Unhone bani uchari sigi, unhone man vichon eh jira kaam bhavna sigi, sari mit gayi sigi. Kacho putri raj kuwar, eh sara jira shabd si Maharaj ne ucharan kita utthe. ਨਾਮ ਪੜ੍ਹੋ ਸੱਚ ਦੋਧ ਸਵਾਰ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਨੇ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਉਚਾਰਨ ਕਰਕੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਮਨਾਂ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਇਹ ਕਾਮ ਭਾਵਨਾ ਮੇਟਦੀ ਸੀ ਸਾਰੇ ਵਿਕਾਰ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਹਟ ਗਏ ਸੀਗੇ ਐਂਡ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਮਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਆ ਗਈ ਸੀਗੀ ਸੋ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਦੇ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਕਰਕੇ ਮਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਆ ਵਿਕਾਰ ਸਾਰੇ ਮਿਟ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਆ ਬਟ ਦਿਸ ਡਿਡਨਟ ਹੈਪਨ ਵੈਨ ਪੀਪਲ ਸਾ ਰਾਮਚੰਦਰ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨ ਸੋ ਦਿਸ ਵੇ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਇਸ ਵਿਅਕਤੀ ਇਜ਼ ਗ੍ਰੇਟਰ ਦੈਨ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨਸ ਔਰ ਰਾਮਚੰਦਰ ਦ ਥਰਡ ਥਿੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਡਿਫਾਈਨਸ ਵਟ ਪੂਰਨ ਅਵਤਾਰ ਇਜ਼ ਪ੍ਰਗਿਆ ਪ੍ਰਤਕ Pragya or Buddhi, intelligence. Ramchandra, he adopted Vashishtraki as his guru for 64 days and learned and read the Vishesh Purans. Unne fir Brahma Vidya hasil kiti sigi 64 dinan vich Vashishtraki nu guru dharan karke. Te fir Vishwamitra to unhe 8 dinan vich shastra vidya prapt kiti. In the same way, Krishna adopted Darbhasha Rikhi as his guru, and in 8 days he attained Brahma Vidya, and in 64 days he attained Shastra Vidya. But Guru Maharaj, when their father took them to Gopal Pandey to learn, to gain knowledge, to Gopal Pandey, Maharaj, on the first day, they followed their father's instructions. Guru Maharaj, pehle din, they went there, they listened to what he was teaching, and ovi apaho, ajaraka sikhonde sige, ovi apaho, Maharaj sikhde sige on the first day, because unhade pitaji da bachan man ke chale gaye sige. But on the second day, Maharaj utthe chup rahe sige. Guruji didn't say anything, they stayed quiet. When Gopal Pandey asked Maharaj, why aren't you saying anything? Why aren't you learning? Maharaj said to him, this pride that you're teaching me, it creates bandhans, this creates bondages. Teach me that padai which liberates you, which jina fahe mit jande ya, mainu oh padai sikhao. Gopal Pandey says, I don't know this padai, mainu ta padai ehi aundi nahi hagi, mainu sirf hisab kitab di padai aundi ya. So Maharaj said, so fir Maharaj ne us shabd ucharan kita, te unnu dassya ke padai kiho ji karni chahidi ya. He taught Gopal Pandey. Gopal Pandey was a teacher, but Maharaj ended up giving him updesh. Gopal Pandey, on the third day, when Guru Sahib's father brought him to Gopal Pandey and told him to teach Maharaj, he said, no, I can't teach him. Guru Sahib ji, eh, inu koi sa khani sakda. Eh sariya vidya eh rachan valiya, sariya vidya nu. Eh dujyan pradhan valiya. Guru Maharaj ji teaches other people. We can't teach him. So people, they never taught Maharaj ji. Maharaj taught other people. The same way Mehta Kalu, when Baba Kalyan Chand took Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj to Mullah Nuruddin and asked him to teach Maharaj Ji Farsi, on the first day Maharaj Ji went there, and gave him updesh too. Unhone shabd ucharan kita, they recited a shabd and gave Mullah Nuruddin updesh, and unhu bhi nihal kita, te unhu bhi fir ho soji aagi si, unhu bhi fir gyan bakshya Maharaj ne. So in this way, Maharaj ji never adopted anyone as their guru. Unhone kisi nu apna guru nahi dharan kita. They did, however, unhone sirf akal purakh nu guru dharan kita. When Maharaj ji went into the Vainadi, jadon Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj Vainadi vich pravesh ho gaye sige, they went to Sachkhand, and they unhone udon utthe fir Parmatma nu mile. Guru Nanak milya par brahm, tera charna ko bale hara. Utthe Parmatma nu milke guru dharan kita. Because in this world, ithe maryada hai giya ki guru taran karna pehna ya. So Maharaj ne fir aap akal purakh nu guru taran kita. Par unhan ne koi aam koi bande nu, kise koi brahman nu, pandit nu ni guru taran kita. Kyunki Guru Sahib ji says that only har gur murt ekka varte nanak har gur paya, that only God being my guru is what pleases me. That only want God to be my guru. So that's why Guru Maharaj ji gave us updesh to only taran God is a guru. They follow this updesh themselves. They follow this teaching themselves. Because Maharaj ji, they made the Sikh path, and they also walked on it themselves. So if they did something, so if they wanted us to do something, they did it first. So if they took up Akal Purakh as their guru, we should do the same. We should take up Sri Guru Granth Sahib ji Maharaj as our guru by taking Amrit. So then fir Guru Sahib ji ne koi aan manukh nu guru nahi dharan kita. Unhone Akal Purakh nu guru dharan kita siga. Then they brought back Mahamantar from Sachkhand. And also some people say that they got Shastra Vidya from there too. Maharaj ji Shastra Vidya bhi oho Parmatma to leke aaye sige Sachkhand to. But they never needed it, so they gave it to Baba Buddha ji. And when Maharaj ji was in their sixth form as Sri Guru Hargobind Sahib ji Maharaj, then Baba Buddha ji gave the Shastra Vidya back to Maharaj ji. They taught Guru Hargobind Sahib ji Shastra Vidya. So in the same way, Maharaj ji never needed anyone else to teach them anything. They already had all the Vidya. Maharaj ji aap sariya Vidya vich sufarn san. So the Pratagya was Maharaj's intelligence was far greater than any other avatar. And the fourth thing that defines what avatar is kartab, their actions. Other avatars, like Ramchandra, his life was 10,000 years long. In his life, all he did was he only showed skill when doing his binvas. When he was cast out, when he was exiled from his kingdom for 14 years, his wife Sita got kidnapped by Ravan. So what happened was he waged war on Ravan, got Sita back, he freed all the Devi Devte that Ravan had had taken, and also he also went to war with his with his two sons, Love and Kush. Unne pale khinal Love de Kush nal vi jang shuru kar liya. Love and Kush, they defeated most of Ramchandra's army. The Ramchandra bhi behosh ho gaya siga, oh bhi marchit ho gaya siga. He was unconscious, but Sita brought him back. Sita ne avde sat de bal de nal Ramchandra nu fir surjit kar liya. Te itan fir, but even then, fir vi Ramchandra ne avda raj avde do putra nu saumt ditta siga, because he was attached to his family. Ode kole moh siga. Te unne avda raj avde donne, he gave his kingdom to his two sons. Same thing with Krishna. He gave his kingdom to his Nana Ugrasen. When he defeated Kans, he gave his kingdom to his Nana. But Guru Maharaj, first for 28 years of their life, they spent in Sultanpur. Modi khana karde si utthe Sultanpur Lodi vich. After that, they went to Veenadi. Utthe Parmatma nu Guru Dharan karke got Mool Mantar, Duniya de Udharan vaste. Maharaj ji Mool Mantar leke aaye si gaye. Baba Babe Chare Chak, No Khan Pratni Chatova. Utthe fir apniyan yatraan shuru kitiyan Maharaj ne. Te in 70 years, Maharaj ji did so much more than those two avatars. And also, where Ramchandra and Krishna, because of their moh, they gave their kingdom to their family. But Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj, they gave the Gurdagaddi to a sevak, to Bhai Lana Ji. They never gave it to their sons. Guru Maharaj ne Gurdagaddi Bhai Lana Ji nu saumpi sigi. He never gave it to his two sons. Guru Maharaj Ji did. Guru Maharaj ne showed that he wasn't attached to his sons. Guru Maharaj Ji, they oh nilep sigi. Unlike Ramchandra and Krishna, they were attached to their family, so they gave their kingdom to their two sons. So the fifth thing that defines what a Purna Avatar is ayu, or age. In 10,000 years, Ramchandra, he, as the story just told right now, he freed Sita from Ravan, saved the Devi Devate, and Krishna, same thing. He thought the Jadava, he thought his skull, that his family Jadava, like which is the skull he's from, he thought they were Hankari. So he got Darbashariki to say a sarab, to one Darbasha Piti to sarab Davake, Sariyaho, Kolandar Nasakravati. He got the entire Jadava call wiped out because he thought they were Hankari. And Ramchandra, in his 10,000 years of his life, when he was king of his kingdom, when he was ruling in his kingdom, when he pratagya kiti si ke no child would have to die before their parents. He made this promise. Ramchandra, in his kingdom, he promised that no child would have to die before their parents. However, one time a Brahmin came up to Ramchandra and said that, my son is dead. You promised that this wouldn't happen. Now make him alive again. Ramchandra asked him how this happened. The Brahmin said that, Hanta Shudra Vita Pakaran Lage. That's the reason. He blamed on a low caste person. He said, because low caste people were doing tapasya, my son died. So Ramchandra, he found out where this Shudra was. He was a Shudra named Sambhug, who was hanging upside down in a well doing tapasya. So Ramchandra goes there, cuts his head off, and makes the Brahmin's son alive again. But Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj, in 70 years, they brought people back to life. However, they never killed anyone else to do it. They gave people updesh. They traveled much more than Ramchandra and Krishna. Ramchandra and Krishna, they never went any further than India or Sri Lanka. But Guru Maharaj Ji, they went all over the world. In 70 years, they traveled to Impai Gurdas Ji Rai Sahib. Maharaj Ji went to all seven continents. Like, we already heard many of the places that Maharaj Ji went to, such as Nepal, Turkey, Africa, Afghanistan, Kabul, Medina, Saudi Arabia, and China, Japan. Maharaj Ji went like all over the place. They went all over the world. So in 70 years, Maharaj Ji traveled more than these two avatars. And where Ramchandra had to kill someone to bring someone back to life, Maharaj Ji never killed anybody. They brought people back to life, but they gave him desh. They gave him God's name so that they too could like help other people. They could put other people on the right path. And so this way, Maharaj Ji's ayu was far greater than others, because in their shorter lifespan, they did way more. They did much more. They saved so many people. They gave him desh. They gave him Guru Mantra, Mool Mantra, Mool Mantra, and gave people teaching. One Kavi writes that, Tare gine jaat hai, tere tare na ganat hai. You can count how many people are saved, but you can't count how many people Maharaji saved. Maharaji saved so many people. Oh, ginti nahi kar sakte apan. So in the same way, in this way, Maharaji's ayu was far greater. Maharaji was greater in ayu than others because in their short lifespan, they accomplished much more. So in fair, Maharaji, japa kenya ke Maharaji avatar han, then they're no less than any of the Purna avatars that came. And if we say that Maharaji is a Purna avatar, then we can't say that they're like Krishna or Ramchandra. They're far more greater than Ramchandra or Krishna Bhagavan. Krishna has 16 powers. He was considered the most powerful Purna avatar, most powerful avatar of Vishnu. But Guru Maharaji, they had infinite power. In past jugs, maybe 16 powers was enough to put people on the path of dharma, to save people, to help people, to protect the saints from tyrants. However, in Kaljug, the Kaljug was so bhayanak, the sum of Kaljug, that 16 powers wasn't enough. Because the time, that what was happening on this world at the time was Bap and Pakhand had grown so much. Agyanta da andera, ithe dunya te phail gaya siga. A student of Baba Hari Singh Randhawa wale writes what the state of the world was at that time. Jab paap pakhand pasar kiye, taj tarm atarm kare nar nari. People had abandoned tarm. Man and woman had abandoned tarm. People were committing paap, pakhandas. The Brahmins, they were leading people astray. Jiroho, the so-called gurus, they were running after their cheles for money because they were greedy. Taj ke rajatani tarm chale, hoye mukhiye chor yaar vibhichari. The tarm agus, like the qazis, they should be doing nya, they should be doing justice. However, they were doing anya because they were greedy, they wanted money, they were killing people. Same with the kings, they were tyrants. The Muslim kings, they were discriminating against Hindus. They were refusing them rights in India and other places too. So the kings were tyrants at that time, and there was a lot of jolam happening at that time. Nirpa jolami raj kidar pakha agyan andhar hoye tarpari. The andhera of agyanta, the darkness of ignorance, was heavy on the world. People, so without the guru, people didn't know where to go, what they were doing. People were committing paps and sins, even though they had the Vedas and the Shastras. Without the guru, it meant nothing. Jeso chanda agave suraj jade hajar ete chanan hondya gurbin kor andar. Even if you have 100 Shastras or 1,000 Vedas, it still isn't enough to remove the darkness of ignorance. Without the guru, only the guru can remove ignorance, because that's what guru means. Guru means darkness, guru means light. Guru Maharaji gyanta da prakash karan wale han. So the state of the world was such that the tarti nigrdi jandi sigi. The tarti was like sinking at the time, because in satyug, the tarm is what supports the tarti. And in satyug, Dharam had four pillars, had 4 feet. Dharam de char pair san satyug vich. Tap, dan, soj, de sat. And in Trita had 3, Dwapar 2, but in Kaljug only one was left, only dan, charity. If you look around today, people are pretty charitable. That's what was barely keeping the tarti upright. The tarti was sinking, because on one pillar wasn't enough to support all the pap that was happening. The tarti was so burning that Nigar chalera satal to atarti wasn't being able to handle how much pap was happening. So what happened was, the tarti and taram, first they went to Brahma, but Brahma said, I can't help you, I don't have enough power. He told them to go to Vishnu, but Vishnu said, no, this is beyond my power too, I can't help you either. So what happened was, tarti, Brahma, Vishnu, Shivji, they all did ardas to Pramatma. Kalambal hoi medini ardas kare levalai, sacha sunaya kanade, tirak deva sahaj sabai. Pramatma heard their cries, heard their sachi gribi di avaj Pramatma ne suni. And so what happened was, they came to this world as Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj. Suni pakar da tar prab, Guru Nanak jag mahe pathaya. They came as Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj because they heard the cries of the tarthi to save the people. Sarai paap, to remove all the paps, all the sins that happened on this world, to remove that, they came to this world as Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj. Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj, they came to this world to remove the agyanta and the andhera. Sadhguru Nanak pragatya, miti tund jag janan huwa, jyonkar suraj nikalaya, tare shape andher palova. So Guru Maharaj, they're like the sun. ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਆਪ ਸੂਰਜ ਰੂਪ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦੀਆਂ ਕਿਰਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਅਤੇ ਗਿਆਨਤਾ ਦੀ ਧੁੱਪ ਅਤੇ ਗਿਆਨ ਦੀ ਧੁੱਪ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਸਾਰਾ ਇਹ ਅਗਿਆਨਤਾ ਦੇ ਅੰਧੇਰਾ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ 'ਤੇ ਫੈਲ ਗਿਆ ਸੀਗਾ, ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਨੇ ਆਪ ਦੂਰ ਕੀਤਾ ਇੱਥੇ। ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਉਪਦੇਸ਼ ਬਖਸ਼ਿਆ, ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਗਿਵ ਉਪਦੇਸ਼ ਟੂ ਮੈਨੀ ਪੀਪਲ, ਟੂ ਲਾਈਕ ਐਵਰੀਬਡੀ, ਨਾਟ ਜਸਟ ਸਿੱਖਸ, ਲਾਈਕ ਵੀ ਡੂ ਨਮਸਕਾਰ ਟੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਖਜਰਾਲ ਗੁਰੂ, ਪਰ ਸ਼੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ, ਦੇ ਨਾਟ ਜਸਟ ਆਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਓਨਲੀ, ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਸਾਰੇ ਜਗਤ ਦੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਹਨ, ਜਾਹਰ ਪੀਰ ਜਗਤ ਗੁਰ ਬਾਬਾ, ਦੇ ਗਿਵ ਉਪਦੇਸ਼ ਟੂ ਐਵਰੀਬਡੀ, ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਲਈ ਸਾਂਝਾ ਉਪਦੇਸ਼ ਸੀਗਾ, ਖੱਤਰੀ ਬ੍ਰਾਹਮਣ ਸ਼ੂਦ ਵੈਸ, ਉਪਦੇਸ਼ ਜੋ ਵਰਨਾ ਕੋ ਸਾਂਝਾ। ਸੋ ਵੇਅਰ ਲਾਈਕ ਐਵਰੀਬਡੀ ਦੇ ਬਾਰ ਬਿਫੋਰ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ, ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਨੇ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਦਾ ਜਸ ਗਾਇਆ ਸੀਗਾ, ਸਾਰੇ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਮੂਹਰੇ ਝੁੱਕੇ ਸਨ, ਲਾਈਕ ਵਨ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਵੈਂਟ ਟੂ ਅਚਲ ਬਟਾਲੇ, ਦ ਸਿੱਧ ਜ਼ਾਵਰ ਦੇਅਰ ਵਨ ਦੇ ਹਰਡ ਦਾ ਦ ਸਿੱਧ ਜ਼ਾਵਰ ਦੇਅਰ, ਪੀਪਲ ਵਰ ਵਰਸ਼ਿਪਿੰਗ ਦਮ, ਪੀਪਲ ਵਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਦਮ, ਹਾਵਰ ਵਨ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਵਾਸ ਦੇਅਰ, ਪੀਪਲ ਫਾਊਂਡ ਆਊਟ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਦਿਸ, ਦੇ ਵੈਂਟ ਟੂ ਸੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ, ਦੇਰ ਵਾਸ ਅ ਮੇਲਾ ਹੈਪਨਿੰਗ ਦੇਅਰ, ਉੱਥੇ ਇੱਕ ਮੇਲਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਸੀਗਾ, ਬਟ ਦੈਨ ਪੀਪਲ ਅਬੈਂਡਨ ਦ ਮੇਲਾ ਇੰਸਟੈਡ ਵੈਂਟ ਟੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ, ਐਂਡ ਦ ਸਿੱਧ ਉਹ ਸਿੱਧ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਸੀ ਉਹ ਜੋਗੀ ਸੀ, ਬਿਕਾਜ਼ ਦੇ ਹੈਡ ਪਾਵਰਸ, ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਫਾਊਂਡ ਆਊਟ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਦਿਸ, ਦੇ ਗਾਟ ਰੀਲੀ ਮੈਡ। ਸੋ ਵਟ ਹੈਪਨਡ ਵਾਸ, ਦੇ ਵਨ ਟਾਈਮ ਔਰ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਮੇਲਾ, ਲਾਈਕ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਟਾਈਮ ਆਫ ਦ ਮੇਲਾ, ਦੇਰ ਵਾਸ ਅ ਰਾਸ ਹੈਪਨਿੰਗ, ਰਾਸ ਲੀਲਾ, ਉੱਥੇ ਦੇਰ ਵਾਸ ਅ ਪਲੇ ਦੇਅਰ ਹੈਪਨਿੰਗ, ਐਂਡ ਦ ਪਲੇ ਦ ਐਕਟਰਸ ਦੇਅਰ, ਦੇ ਵਰ ਦੇ ਯੂਸ ਟੂ ਕਲੈਕਟ ਮਨੀ ਇਨ ਅ ਲਾਈਕ ਅ ਜਾਗ ਟਾਈਪ ਥਿੰਗ, ਲਾਈਕ ਅ ਜਾਗ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਮਾਊਥ ਇਜ਼ ਰੀਲੀ ਲਾਈਕ ਕਲੋਜ਼ਡ, ਰੀਲੀ ਨੈਰੋ ਮਾਊਥ, ਯੂਸ ਟੂ ਕਲੈਕਟ ਮਨੀ ਇਨ ਦੈਟ, ਐਂਡ ਵਟ ਦ ਜੋਗੀ ਡਿਡ ਵਾਸ, ਦੇ ਖੇਮ ਐਂਡ ਯੂਸ ਦੇਅਰ ਪਾਵਰਸ ਟੂ ਮੇਕ ਦ ਜਗ ਡਿਸਅਪੀਅਰ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਦੇ ਮੇਕ ਦ ਜਗ ਡਿਸਅਪੀਅਰ ਦੇ ਹਿਰਡ, ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਸੈਟ ਦ ਪੀਪਲ ਦੈਟ ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਵਟ ਹੈਪਨਸ ਵੈਨ ਯੂ ਅਬੈਂਡਨ ਅਸ ਫਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ, ਇਫ ਵੀ ਸੋ ਗ੍ਰੇਟ ਗੁਰੂ ਹਿਮ ਐਂਡ ਸੀ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਕੈਨ ਫਾਈਂਡ ਵੇਅਰ ਮਨੀ ਇਜ਼। ਸੋ ਦ ਪੀਪਲ ਆਰ ਦੇਅਰ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਐਕਟਰਸ, ਦੇ ਵੈਂਟ ਬਿਫੋਰ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਆਸਕਡ ਹਿਮ ਦੈਟ, ਦੇ ਟੋਲਡ ਹਿਮ ਵਟ ਹੈਪਨਡ, ਦ said that the joke, the said that this, they hear our money, we want it back. So Guru Maharaj ji, he saw that they were dukhi si, so Maharaj ji told them where the money was, so they all went there, they got the money, and they realized that Maharaj ji is far greater than these siddhs. Oh, fir ho Maharaj ji, the siddhs realized that one of the badnami hui, Maharaj ji proved himself to be greater than them. So jare ho sare si oh sangat si jehdi sari khalkat si oh Maharaj ji sangat karan lage, they went to this stay with Maharaj ji. ਅਤੇ ਐਂਡ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਦੇ ਵਰ ਵਿਦ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ, ਉਹ ਫਿਰ ਸੰਤ ਸੰਗਤ ਕਰਦੇ ਸੀ, ਉੱਥੇ ਸਤ ਸੰਗਤ ਕਰਦੇ ਸੀਗੇ ਉੱਥੇ ਵਿਦ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ, ਐਂਡ ਦ ਸਿੱਧ ਦੇ ਖੀਮ, ਦ ਸਿੱਧ ਦੇ ਵੇਅਰ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਵਾਸ ਸਿਟਿੰਗ, ਦ ਸਿੱਧ ਸ਼ੋਰ ਅਪ ਦੇਅਰ, ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਦੇ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਡਿਸਕਸ਼ਨ ਵਿਦ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਨਾਲ ਗੋਸ਼ਟ ਕਰਨੀ ਸੀਗੀ। ਸੋ ਉਹ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਸਿੱਧ ਸਨ ਉਹ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਕੋਲ ਆਏ, ਦੇ ਫਸਟ ਦੇ ਡਿਡ ਅਰਦੇਸ ਟੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ, ਸਿੱਧ ਸਭਾ ਕਰ ਆਸਨ ਬੈਠੇ, ਸੰਤ ਸਭਾ ਜੈ ਕਾਰੋ, ਦੇ ਡਿਡ ਅਰਦੇਸ ਟੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਸੰਤ ਸਭਾ, ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਦਿਸ ਵਾਸ ਦਾ ਮਰਿਆਦਾ ਐਟ ਦਾ ਟਾਈਮ, ਵਨ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਜੋਗੀਜ਼ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਸਿੱਧਸ, ਦੇ ਵਿਲ ਡੂ ਅਦੇਸ ਟੂ ਈਚ ਅਦਰ, ਦੇ ਵਿਲ ਮੀਟ ਸਮਵਨ, ਦੇ ਵਿਲ ਕਮ ਐਂਡ ਡੂ ਅਦੇਸ, ਬਟ ਰਾਈਟ ਹੀਅਰ ਆਪਾਂ ਹੁਣ ਦੇਖਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਆਉਣ ਸਾਰੀ ਸਿੱਖੀ ਦੇ ਸਿਧਾਂਤ ਪ੍ਰਗਟਾਉਂਦੇ ਹਨ। ਵੇਅਰ ਦੇ ਡੇਡ ਅਦੇਸ ਟੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ, ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਸੈਡ ਨੋ, ਆਦੇਸ ਤ ਸਹਿ ਆਦੇਸ, ਆਦ ਅਨੀਲ ਅਨਾਦ ਅਨਾਹਤ, ਜੁਗ ਜੁਗ ਇੱਕ ਉਵੇਸ, ਆਈ ਓਨਲੀ ਡੂ ਅਦੇਸ ਟੂ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ, ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਸੈਡ ਦੇਅਰ, ਦੇਖੀ ਮੈਂ ਡਿਡ ਅਦੇਸ਼ ਟੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ, ਸਿੱਧ ਸਭਾ ਕਰ ਆਸਨ ਬੈਠੇ, ਸੰਤ ਸਭਾ ਜੈ ਕਾਰੋ, ਤਿਸ ਆਗਿਆ ਰਹਿਰਾਸ ਹਮਾਰੀ, ਸਾਚਾ ਅਪਰ ਅਪਾਰੋ, ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਹੂ ਇਜ਼ ਟਰੂਥ, ਹੂ ਇਜ਼ ਬਾਉਂਡਲੈਸ, ਆਈ ਡੂ ਅਦੇਸ਼ ਟੂ ਹਿਮ, ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਰਹਿਰਾਸ ਮੀਨਸ ਹੀਅਰ ਮੀਨਸ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਥਿੰਗ ਐਜ਼ ਅਦੇਸ, ਆਈ ਡੂ ਨਮਸਕਾਰ ਟੂ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਓਨਲੀ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਆਉਣ ਸਾਰੀ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਸਿੱਖੀ ਦਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਸਿਧਾਂਤ ਆ ਪ੍ਰਟਾਉਣ ਲੱਗੇ, ਪੂਜਾ ਅਕਾਲ ਕੀ, ਵੀ ਵਰਸ਼ਿਪ ਓਨਲੀ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ, ਵੀ ਬਾਵ ਬਿਫੋਰ ਓਨਲੀ ਬਿਫੋਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ, ਨੋਬਰੀ ਐਲਸ। ਸੋ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਇਜ਼ ਟੈਲਿੰਗ ਦਮ ਐਸ ਸੂਨ ਐਸ ਦੇ ਵਾਕ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਥਿੰਗ, ਸੋ ਦੀ ਸਿੱਟ ਡਾਊਨ, ਆਸਨ ਲਾ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਆ, ਅਤੇ ਫਿਰ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਨਾਲ ਚਰਚਾ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ, ਦੀ ਠਾਕ ਵਿਦ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ, ਦੇ ਹੈਵ ਆ ਕਨਵਰਸੇਸ਼ਨ, ਐਂਡ ਇਵੈਂਚੁਅਲੀ ਦੇ ਡਿਫੀਟਡ, ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਯੂਜ ਦ ਪਾਵਰ ਆਫ ਦ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਟੂ ਡਿਫੀਟ ਦਮ, ਦੀ ਹੀ ਐਂਸਰਡ ਆਲ ਦ ਕੁਐਸਚਨਸ ਦੈਟ ਦੇ ਹੈਡ, ਦੈਟ ਦ ਸਿੱਧਸ ਹੈਡ, ਐਂਡ ਦ ਸਿੱਧਸ ਦੀ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਕੰਕਲੂਜਨ ਆਫ ਵਟ ਆਫ ਦੇਅਰ ਮੀਟਿੰਗ ਵਿਦ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਵਾਸ ਦੈਟ ਅਵਨਾਸੀ ਪ੍ਰਭ ਖੇਲ ਰਚਾਇਆ ਗੁਰਮੁਖ ਸੁਜੀ ਹੋਈ, ਦ ਸਿੱਧ ਦੇ ਬਿਖੀਮ ਗੁਰਮੁਖ, ਦੇ ਰੀਅਲਾਈਜ਼ ਆਫ ਦ ਟਰੂਥ ਵਾਸ, ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਗਿਵਨ ਉਪਦੇਸ਼, ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਰੀਅਲਾਈਜ਼ ਐਂਡ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਗਿਵਨ ਉਪਦੇਸ਼, ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਥੋੜ੍ਹੀ ਡਿਫੀਟਡ, ਦੇਅਰ ਡਿਫੀਟਡ, ਲਾਈਕ ਦੇਅਰ ਮੇਲਾ ਦਾ ਵਾਸ ਹੈਪਨਿੰਗ ਦੇਅਰ, ਲਾਈਕ ਦ ਮੇਲਾ ਦਾ ਵਾਸ ਹੈਪਨ ਬਿਫੋਰ ਇਟ ਵਾਸ ਹੈਪਨ ਔਨ ਇਨ ਫੱਗਨ, 14th of Phagun. But after Maharaji came, even nowadays, it happens on 14th of Phagun, like everywhere in India, except Achal Batale. Now it happens in Kathak. Because when Maharaji came, unhone sara mela hi tod ditta siga. Eh pakki eh haar di nishani hai. Jin mela Shivrat da, khad darshan ades karai. They defeated the mela of Shivrat, and everybody bowed before Maharaji. Even the Siddhs, they sang the praises of Maharaj. Siddh bolan sab bachan, tan nanak teri vadi kamai. They bowed before Maharaji and they sang their Maharaj of Desh. Same thing when Maharaji went to Multan. There, it was filled with fakirs and peers. They bowed before Maharaji a katora full of milk. And what this meant was that Multan is full of fakirs and peers. We don't need any more coming here. Maharaji understood this. They took a chambeli, the full, from their bag. They took a jasmine flower. And badi halimi dinal, Maharaji put it on top of the milk. And it floated on the milk. The flour didn't sink and the milk didn't spill. Instead, the kushbu from the flour, it spread throughout the milk. What Maharaji was saying was, I'm not here to stay. I'm not going to like stay here in this place. I'm here to give you teaching. Like the fragrance spread through the milk. So Maharaji, and the same way that the flour didn't sink, the flour remained in the lip. Maharaji wasn't going to sink in their mata. He was going to give them updesh, not get any updesh from them. So this way, Maharaji and Maharaji was jarring a shabd there. And then at the end of the shabd, when Maharaji was saying the last two panktiyan, Hamni jange barani koye pranavat nanak tare soye, the Siddhs, the fakir and fakirs there, they realized who Maharaji was. Maharaji gave them gyan, teaching. Maharaji said to them that, jira pramatma de fakira, the saints of pramatma should be like pramatma. Pramatma is nirvar, the saints should be nirvar too. So they realized that Maharaji was there to give them teaching, and they kept this teaching with them. So Maharaji, they weren't just the Guru Avasti. Sare ne Maharaji namaskar kiti. Sare Maharaji de pyari pesi gaye. And when Maharaji went to Medina, Makkah de kabar ne Maharaji namaskar kiti. The tomb of Muhammad paid obeisance to Maharaji. Even the Hajis, when Maharaji went to Makkah, they had their feet towards Kaaba. When Jeevan Mullah came, he kicked those feet. The same feet that he would be namaskaring to. When Maharaji came and he had his feet towards Kaaba, Jeevan Mullah came and said to him, who is this infidel committing blasphemy? Why do you have your feet towards the God of house? He kicked Maharaji in his anger. Maharaji said, you can point my feet in the direction where God isn't. So he grabbed Maharaji's feet and spun him around. But where Maharaji's feet was, Kaaba also spun too. Kaaba spun to where Maharaji's feet was. He was wonderstruck and he did this one more time. He grabbed Maharaji's feet and spun him again. And Kaaba spun again to where Maharaji's feet was. They saw this. Tango pakad ka sitya freya makkah kala dekhari. Maharaji showed their power by doing this. They made Makkah move around. And all the Hajis that saw this, all the Muslims that were there, they were all sare haran ho gaye. Hoye haran karein johari. They fell before Maharaji. Unhone sare Maharaj ko namaskar kiti. So then, fir Musliman bhi, the fakir bhi, peer bhi, sare Maharaj mure chuke san. Sare ne Maharaj ko namaskar kiti. Even the Devi Devte. Sare unhone oh Lakshmi Devi Devte. Like one time, Bhai Lana ji witnessed that Lakshmi came and massaged Maharaj's feet. Because the world worships Lakshmi or Maya, but Lakshmi, she gets her power by doing seva Maharaj. Lakshmi khadi tumhare darbara, sarv devte kare namaskara. So all these devi devte, all these peer fakirs, they all bowed before Maharaji. Because Maharaji, oh jagde guru san. So in the same way, that all these people, jiri inna di sharda sigi, that they had, like fakir balol, when Maharaji went to Baghdad, at the place where Maharaji gave him Desh, he sat there for 60 winters. The king came to see him, but he paid the king no attention. He stayed at that place for 60 winters because inna virag siga ke jado raja aya siga Baghdad da, Fakir Balol stayed at the same place that he was. He didn't say anything to him. And on a stone tablet that's there still today, it's written that Fakir Balol rested upon Guru Sahib's words like a bee poised on a dawnlit honey rose. Inna virasi Fakir Balol, inni sharda sigi. Like all these fakirs, all these peers, all these Muslims, they had so much sharda from Maharaji. Inna kula inni soti sigi ke Maharaji, kore brahman ko thakar swami, sarv jiyan ka data re, sadi udhar kar sakan ke Maharaji. Maharaji can save us. So all these people, they had the sharda. We too should have the sharda. So we should do our das to Maharaji. Ke Maharaji sanu vi sanu ehe sharda baksho, jiri ehe fakiran pakiran kole sigi, that Fakir Balol had, all these people. And speaking here, if I've made any mistakes, I ask the Sangat and Maharaji for forgiveness. So ਫਤਿਹ ਭਲਾਈ ਕੀਤੀ ਅਗਲਾ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਸ਼੍ਰਵਣ ਕਰੀਏ। ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ।